I'll go home.
It's almost like winning the Powerball, huh?
Yeah. LauraBonk. The proposed high-voltage transmission line, Northern Pass, will pass through a few thousand feet of Bear Brook State Park. In doing so, it will have an unreasonable adverse effect on the aesthetics and the natural environment, as well as violate the original deed from the federal government. A little bit about the park. Bear Brook State Park is the second largest park in the state of New Hampshire. It's approximately 10,000 acres today. It's in four towns: Allenstown, Hooksett, Deerfield, and Candia. Allenstown and Hooksett are Merrimack County, Deerfield and Candia are Rockingham County. For the history of the park, on April 5th, 1943, in the middle of World War II, the federal government didn't want the park anymore. They gave it to the state of New Hampshire with the expressed conditions written in the original deed. And I will quote from this. "Provided always that this deed is made upon the express condition that the state of New Hampshire shall use this property exclusively for public park, recreation, and conservation purposes. I believe that 135-foot high-voltage towers violate that original deed from the federal government. This is a very popular park year-round. And I will tell you, my past 20 years, I explore this park every month of the year as a hunter, hiker, cross-country skier, and mountain biker. I am intimately familiar with the park. There are people in this park at all times, and it would not surprise me if our total numbers were substantially high. To best of my knowledge, DRED does not track usage beyond the summer season, and it is used year-round. Within Bear Brook State Park, there's a hill called Catamount Hill. There's a very popular hiking trail to the top of this hill. From the top of that hill, you will clearly see the new towers. They are well above the tree line. You'll see the towers as they pass through the few thousand feet of the park and as they go across Allenstown and into Deerfield. They'll be also visible in Deerfield. I've looked at all the images on the Northern Pass website, as well I'm just familiar with that hill. And I can tell you that I can judge that we will see 135 feet of those towers, which violates, again, the deed, as well as creates this unreasonable adverse effect on aesthetics. This is a park owned by our state. It is very important to the citizens of this state. And I believe the towers, although I support electricity, should be buried as they pass through this park and the viewshed of this park. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Bonk.